What is going on, Chris? Hi. Welcome back.
Yeah, what's
welcome back, man.
I'm good, man. What's up with you? You all right?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. And there's been a few topics on the top of my mind, and they've come up like three or four times this week already. So today, I wanted to dive into some of the things that are on my mind and have a discussion around the subject of growth, community, and the ability to stay in touch with people. Because as you know, we're living in a different space in this world right now, and we have an opportunity to connect with so many individuals, create a lot of opportunity, create a lot of activity. And there are times where it's not always easy to stay in touch with everyone. And so I want to talk a little bit about the philosophy of connecting and the collaboration, because you're one of these individuals that has been, you know, amazing connector, amazing collaborator. You get people involved, you get them engaged, you get them excited about the opportunities that are coming up. And I want to talk about and ask you how you think through the process and what you see in people that allow them to get connected and engaged with you.
That's an interesting topic. I think I've actually bombarded your live earlier today on LinkedIn, and I think it's one of the guy, I think he was in New Zealand. Is it?
Uh-huh.
I can't remember his name. I was listening to it. There we go. And he was talking about like, what are some ways to be able to keep in touch with people? And that's really hard. Because, I mean, I don't even know how you do it, because with 500 episodes of the Pirate Broadcast and all these guests, you would have, what, five guests a week? Is it five guests a week that you would have?
Yeah. Five different guests a week.
Man. Yeah. So, I mean, look at how many times you have the touch points, because there's a lot of people that I come in contact with that I decide to interview, because I don't just interview anybody that comes on the Win-Win Effect on my show, but it makes it really difficult to have those touch points in place, because it could be a lot of partnerships and some deals potentially either on my desk or to people in my connections that could obviously be in a benefit for them short term or long term, no matter what is, you know, comes across the desk or whatever kind of opportunity. But seeing the potential in individuals is part of what I do and what has allowed me to excel in my career. You can be saying whatever you want to say to me. I see the potential inside of you if it's there, if you're tapped into your source. But most people are disengaged from that and they're pulled away, because when you're pulled away and you're being reactive, then you're restricted on what's possible for you. And we look at, when you're looking at a community, that's what a community is for, is to be interactive on both sides, not just a place where you have to start all the conversations. And is a problem sometimes you're always being sought after.
That's incredibly powerful. I want to stop you there for a minute, because
that's fine. Go ahead. Yeah.
Being interactive is completely different than being reactive.
Yes. Yes.
And so I just want to make sure that people capture that wisdom that you just spoke, because there's so many times that people are just reacting to a conversation. They're not really listening to what you're doing. Cause I mean, we're all, you know, everything's moving faster than ever. Mm-hmm. And the reality is you really have to pay attention to what people are saying and listen to understand and interact rather than just a reaction to, hey, yeah, you said something, I got to respond back.
Also, on top of that, just to put a pin on it, when people are speaking, I don't listen for what they're saying. I'm listening for what they should be saying to me. And let me kind of go
say
deeper.
More.
Let me kind of go down deeper.
Dive deeper.
With this. One of the things I talk a lot about this when I wouldn't say negotiations, but I made it my business to know what you want without you telling me what you want. And what you want and what you need is up to me and my recommendation. Does that make sense? So when you're having a conversation, there's a lot of times you're going to put up these smoke screen and mirrors, and kind of running away from the inevitable or running away from a difficult conversation, because most people aren't equipped enough with the right tools to have difficult conversations and really ask for things. And that's where you can be constricted and also restricted of what's possible. And when everything is possible and you're in a collaborative space with an individual, everything expands. So anything is possible with your resources and my resources. But if people are playing a finite game and not playing an infinite game, that's where the problems are. And this has a hard time for them trying to communicate verbally. You can communicate in a lot of different ways. You don't have to just communicate with words. So it's gauging that energy and seeing if they have the capacity to withstand a higher frequency. When you have a higher frequency, anything is possible now. So when sometimes when people are having a conversation with me, and it could be systems, it could be a podcast, a perfect example, I'll make a really easy one. When I met Dr. Ruth Allen for the first time, first time I met her, about 3 to 4 minutes into the conversation, I'm going to launch a show for her. I'm going to launch a show. She is that good that she needs her own show. She's like, I don't want to do a show. And the next thing you know, she has a show. About 800 something thousand downloads, 10 episodes, by the way. So now she's starting to be, go about her day, not just being a doctor and obviously helping clients and helping our patients and helping other people and helping communities and doing havening and trauma. She's actually starting to expand her reach and knowing what's actually really possible. And she's starting to love it. She's like, wow, this is amazing. That's the byproduct of me being tapped into my source. Does that make sense? So when we're talking about if I was reactive in my day or reactive in a conversation, I'm not present.
And had you not had that conversation with her that allowed you to see that in her, that next step would not have taken place.
Because normally when you're reactive, are you kind of constricted on time? You don't really have a lot of time because you're not even there. I mean, you know how many times I've had a conversation with someone and someone asks me a question and they don't even listen to the response? They're just checking the boxes.
They don't even wait for you to respond. They just go on to the next question.
Even in interviews, when I used to go on a lot of interviews, and I haven't really lately, and I've probably been the last like 6 months, but when I go on interviews and they're not even listening to my answer or even rebuttal to it, maybe sometimes they wouldn't understand my approach because I'm kind of one of those people that when you ask me a question, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. because I'm not speaking just to you and answering your question. I am also conscious that there are people tuning in that I need to frame it and also explain it in their point of view for them to grasp what I'm saying, you know, and that's a skill that I have acquired over the years, but just like anything else, and you can have natural talent and be born with something. Great. But you can also develop these types of talents and then start honing in on that and tapping into whatever makes it possible for you. And then you're able to share that and then start forging the skills and becoming the best in the world at it. If you're not doing what you do right now not to become the best in the world, you should hang it up.
That's true. That is so true. However, I want to peel it apart a little bit because there's a lot of you've known me for a little while now, and I have a diversity of skills. You know, I'm a professional squirrel hunter I have a lot of different things that I'm interested in. And so my superpower is being able to unpack things in a unique way to see opportunities in what they can present.
I would agree.
And it's not necessarily being the very best at any one of them. It's the relationship between them. Mm-hmm. And some people would say, well, you're not focused on any one thing. It's like, yeah, I'm not. And that's the way I've always been. And I'm pretty good at a lot of things. And I would really like to be able to connect those dots in a way that is going to help and benefit you. And I think that we've proven that in some of the things that we've accomplished. And I look forward to...
We haven't got started yet.
we haven't even got started yet. That's,
we haven't even got to the surface. Yeah, it's gonna get fun.
Yeah, and I was talking to somebody just before this call, and it was like, hey, we're still underground. We're still, you know, we're still in the below earth. We still gotta come up and start before we start working really on what
we're doing. We have a deal that I was discussing with you before this that I can't disclose right now because we're in the negotiation part of it. That isn't just going to change the way that people see this business or see this opportunity or see the people involved. This is a, when I talk about global impact, it's, when you say, okay, it's a possibility, it's a given. It's already going to, it's already happening. The main thing is just when I open up the, we open up the floodgates, it's going to get busy quick. And we haven't even done anything yet. We're having around 80,000 views on a website every day. Yeah. And we're not even doing marketing. We're not even trying to sell anything yet. And everyone's like, what is this? And they're so reluctant to get started. But just kind of, don't you think that I saw the potential, not just with you, but also those skills and also that those years of experience with you? I was like, I don't know what we're going to do yet, but he's going to be perfect for this. Perfect.
Well, and here's the thing is not only you see that in people, Chris, you see, and you've observed that in the industry. And so I just want to make sure people realize that, you know, when you're looking at the opportunity for abundance, you can see past the limitations. You don't notice, okay, yeah, that's a challenge. So what? Let's keep going. You are one of those individuals that I really admire in the ability to see the opportunity and see beyond the challenges. And that's what I really respect you see things in me that I probably haven't noticed. And so that's the thing you see in a lot of different people. So total respect for that. So is that something you've always had innately, or is that something that you've acquired over time, or is it just something that you continue to practice with?
Practicing not intentionally at the beginning. I could do it on the phone or do it in encounters with, you know, people that I was enrolling into educational programs way back in the day when I was young, not a kid anymore. Right. I had an interview earlier this morning and she was asking me questions like I didn't know I was a salesperson until I started in entrepreneurship. I was in, they called it admissions. Like I never knew I didn't sell. I would enroll people in the right programs if it fit. So part of my job was to see potential in individuals and not see what the exterior, seeing what the illusions they were putting up. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a book that I want everyone to read and it changed everything for me. So when people would ask me questions like, how do you do what you do? I'm like, I don't know. I just get on the phone and I just enroll them. I just see what the best part of them is. And then I try to figure out how I can be of service in any type of way possible. And just so happened, I had access to a lot of programs and I can enroll anybody in anything. I was literally enrolling people like group enrollments. Okay. And they were just dying, trying to get somebody on the phone. I saw past that. So the book that I read was one of my first books that I read pertaining psychology and a biology of the human brain is Dr. Eric Byrne, Games People Play. Okay. And the games that people play are usually running away from that human connection, or they're trying to get the human connection by what they're trying to give out in the world, right? And what they're communicating. You have to understand when I say certain things to people, they wouldn't understand that's a diversion, right? It doesn't matter to me. You can say whatever you want to say to me, but with my frame of questioning, I'm going to get to the core and the root and the nucleus of you pretty quickly. I'm like a hot knife and butter with people's bullshit, and I can get all the way down and drill down without them even realizing what I'm doing. And it's not even a framework or technique. I'm doing it morally and ethically because I really want the best for you, because I made that shift in my mind. I don't have an abundant mindset. I live an abundant lifestyle. That's a difference. That's a huge difference. If you take it all, you take everything away from me. I am not going to be effective if I can't give you a proper recommendation and I wouldn't do what you do. if I, I have to be effective. I have to completely step in that role for me to do it effortlessly. And that's something that, yes, just like anything else, you start strengthening that muscle. I actually went to an event with Tony Robbins. He did the Unleash the Power Within or whatever it was in 2015. Uh-huh. And no offense to Tony Robbins, I believe he's a great person. And also I've done a lot of other things with people that has been in contact with him. And we're really close while I touch with certain educational programs. I just don't believe in a lot of the techniques and methods that people use to prey on the weak, as in for financial earnings. Okay. And I'm not trying to make any knocks here, but they was doing like the get him in the raves, and they were doing like, you know, get him in a Pete state. And of course they're going to buy whatever they throw at him. Right. So I just don't like to do things like that. That's not my method, but I did watch him at the event cut through people's bullshit pretty quickly when he would ask them questions. And I was like, I already do this. And it kind of, that was this, that was like, to me,
did you notice it though? Did you notice it,
I knew Chris? Exactly what he was doing. I knew exactly what he was doing.
Okay. So you recognized it in yourself by seeing someone else do it.
But that's the first time I ever seen someone else do it, and that good effortlessly. He just cut through right their bullshit.
Yeah.
And you know how like some people have to have a conversation, they'll get on a phone for like 30 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, 5 to 7 minutes, I'm inside your world.
Yeah.
I'm now starting to view your world and your experiences through your eyes and your lens. And I'm starting to now feel what you feel, but I still have my mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what makes, it very effective.
And that's the effective part though, is really when you can actually take that understanding and then also feed back some positive influence and information that allows somebody the permission to take the next step. Ooh,
that's big. I hear a lot of, that's like one of those buzzwords nowadays, asking permission. I would ask permission before I even start asking questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have enough time if we decide to investigate an opportunity or investigate, you know, this part of your story, would you want my help? Would you like my help? Yes. Okay, great.
Are you open to,
right?
Are you open to this opportunity?
I want everyone to write this down. I don't see the world the way you see the world, Russ.
Yeah.
And you don't see the world the way that I see the world. Everybody has their own perception of reality. Okay. And situations and events in life.
You cut out, Chris.
Did I cut out? Can you hear me?
Say that again. You cut out.
Not everybody sees the world the way that you see the world. Okay. So when you're trying to communicate with an individual or communicate with a business model, whatever it is, right? You're having a conversation. Mm-hmm. You go, okay, here's one question. I want everyone to write this down that will separate you from everybody else in the marketplace. And also even in personal relationships. I've never looked at that situation in that type of way before. If you don't mind, share with me some of your insights and some ways that maybe I can start seeing the world and seeing that situation through your lens. How can we go about working this out? That changes the conversation every time. Now we're looking for solutions of how you can share with me and communicate and articulate what you really mean. And I want to understand all the moving parts. And that's where a lot of people don't understand, especially with this Winjet. I'm a visionary entrepreneur. Okay. There's no other way to really put this. I see things because of my exposure in business and exposure in life and also trauma. I've been through some shit. Okay.
Right.
But it's not just going through it. I grew through it. And that's what makes me effective in today, because there's nothing you can throw at me that is not going to destroy me, because the only thing that can destroy me is what I allow to destroy me, is what you're not prepared for. And when you're looking at all these moving parts, I now can see the moving parts and feel those moving parts before, anticipate those before they happen. And now I can start sharing with them, listen, Russ, I don't need you to fix the problem. That's not my job to fix your problems. My job is to give you the tools for you to fix it yourself.
Oh, but you can't, so you're telling me is I don't need to be a victim. I can actually fix my own problems if you give me the tools.
Yeah, I'm not Captain Save Your Life. Okay. I can only give you some practical tools that could work.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to fix your problems.
As I love to say, you can help the helpless, but you can't help the unwilling. Somebody on the other side of the phone has to already be willing to accept that truth, right, Chris?
Well, that's the difference. I loved it. You said truth. Can you think and be at the same time?
Wow.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
You can't think and be at the same time. So when's the last time you actually just sat there and just be present?
Yeah.
Most people, they won't allow themselves to do it for a length of time because it becomes a little difficult for them because they're going to be in their own head thinking about what they need to do. There's three conversations that are happening right now as people are tuning into this. There's a point of view conversation going on in your mind. So shoulda, coulda, woulda, whatever happened, right? Then you have the emotional conversation, but most people don't even know what the fuck emotion is. Okay, I'm about to get hot.
Yeah.
Energy in motion is emotion, okay?
Yeah.
Jeez, the energy fields that you possess. All we are is divine spirit. We're just having a human experience, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we're just here for a little while. We're going to go somewhere else afterwards.
It's all temporary.
Then you have an egotistical conversation. And that's used, and that's by three parts. Guess what these three parts are? It's like, read a book, okay? When you understand the dynamics of human psychology, then you understand how you work and how you operate. But everyone operates differently. If I turn off the lights right now and ask you just to be there and be present and just allow things to come to you, you know what makes highly successful individuals bulletproof? Is they're willing to surrender everything at that moment to get where they have to go.
Yeah.
Can you do that by thinking?
No, you have to be.
But are you equipped for that type of life? You can't just, I want to be a millionaire. I was a millionaire 4 years, 5 years before I was a millionaire. Okay. You got to get yourself in a position where you're able to receive.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to give 10 times or 100 times more than that. You elevate others, you elevate yourself. There's the law of karma, okay? The law of karma, cause and effect. I live in a cause and effect world. Most people, they live in a situational world.
A reactionary there's a cause world.
And people say, well, the transaction analysis, looking at side of it, is it in a trading something? Or are you trading time for money? Are you trading your worth? Are you trading what the best part of you is for getting what you think you need right now? But why do you need it? See, here's the thing with certain things with certain vocabulary that people use. You have to be very conscious of how you intensify or detensify your own situation. Oh, this sucks. But does it really suck? Or is it just unfortunate? Is it challenging?
Yeah. Well, what I always love to do is, you know, experience is experience. It's neither good or bad. It's experience. And when we actually go through it, we actually have to decide, what am I going to receive from this experience? What am I going to take away? And what am I going to achieve by having this experience in my life?
Because, one extra question. Yeah, one extra question with that. What am I going to learn?
Yeah, what am I going to learn? Mm-hmm. What am I willing to learn? What am I willing to accept in this education? Yeah.
And taking in advice from sometimes unwanted sources is the best education you can ever receive.
Yeah.
But are you open for it?
Are you willing? That's a
hard, yes. I mean, that's a hard thing where people are. People say, well, yeah, it's easy for you to say. Okay. But there was a time, Russ, there was a time that no one gave a shit about me. Okay. And no one really wanted to do anything with me, but I had to go through that process to start being open to other possibilities and knowing that I don't know shit.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I might know more than most at certain times in certain situations, But you have to be open to other possibilities. But I'm not open to every possibility.
Yeah.
That when you're looking for advice and you go on Google or you go on whatever, everyone's a freaking guru. Everyone knows everything. Okay. Until they have to do it.
Yeah.
Until they have to execute. So are they competent to be able to give you advice, expert advice? Everyone's an expert. That's why I don't like to call. I don't know. Like, what do you do for a living? Change lives. Next question.
Yeah.
How I go about doing that is different for every single business model, individual situation.
It's always
in life.
Different.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Always different. Every circumstance, everyone's unique. Everyone has their own journey. That's why I love doing what we're doing here with the video and having these conversations, because everyone has a new perspective and everybody has their own perspective. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just need somebody outside their own zone of genius to be a guide, to assist and support.
You cut light years off people's learning curve. You cut light years off. I had a conversation with, I have a weekly call with every Winject Studios original host and some of their staff. Okay. By the way, Jess Lee Roadshow season 2 is coming out beginning of January. Beautiful stuff. It's already been, man, it's going to be so much fun.
Nice.
But we have a weekly call, and what I'm doing is I'm not just going over, I just deploy staff on all the things that need to be done. Okay. But when I'm having a conversation with a host, I'm now seeing things the way they're not seeing it because they're too close to their show. I'm giving them advice. Okay, here's what I think should happen. And so that way you're bringing on this guest for this reason. And this one, so they'll just record their interviews. When they record their interviews, now I'm starting to stack the interviews. This one you drop. This one you drop next. Here's the reason why. And they're like, how do you know this? Because I've already done it on my show.
Yeah.
I've already done it on my show. But if they haven't been exposed to that way of thinking and how to distribute and also leverage the communities. And you mentioned that we're keeping in touch with individuals. That's why I built Winject. It's almost impossible for me to stay in touch with the people that I want to stay in touch with if they don't stay on my radar. And that's what
the community is
for.
So before we wrap up here, I want to remind people that winject.com/join, and it's the way that you can actually access people like Chris, myself, all of the amazing talent and people inside the community. So I just really encourage you to join and get involved and engage in this process, because like Chris said, we haven't even launched yet. Really. We haven't even taken off. And so get on board. Early adopters always win big, as you know. And so if you're willing, able to take the opportunity, the time, go to winject.com/join and connect with us.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge everybody just for a second. And this is where a lot of people are a little reluctant to getting started, because it's hard for them to ask for help. I'm literally watching some of the people that we've been connected to over the years launch their show, and they get like 5 views, and they're just writing it up and just doing their interviews. You're doing the guests that come onto your show a disservice. How can step outside yourself for a second?
How can you help your guest?
100%.
How can you shine the light on them? How can you assist them in their journey?
The best things that you can ever receive ever in life don't come from you asking. So how do you create an environment for the other person to be opening, willing to do whatever you think you need? Like, I don't have to say, hey, Russ, is there anybody that I have interviewed? Would you like me to make any kind of introductions? Nope. They don't ask for it. I have a conversation with people like you and go, I know exactly who you need to meet.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you need to meet.
And you've done it more than once. So
every once in a while, you know.
Hey, let me introduce you to somebody. I know it's somebody you need to meet. So
you too.
That's the way it goes. That's the giver's gain. That's the opportunity. And that's the opening of a great relationship in the community, is help people out. Just offer some assistance, help them grow and shine. And it always comes back. That's like you said, the law of karma is that it always come back in multi dimensions. And you don't know when, you don't know where, you don't know how, but it always returns.
Just if it outweighs the bad situations in life, then you're going to win eventually. Yeah. Just get us to hold fast and stay true. Stay focused on what you can control and what can you control. The only thing you can control is how you direct your thoughts. You can't control your thoughts. You can direct them to a positive outlet. But if that's a choice, that's a choice.
That is a choice.
So good luck making that choice.
Well, Chris, I love you, man. I thank you so much for showing up and being here and being present and sharing words of wisdom with the community. I know that we have, we're just, hold on. The adventure's just beginning. So I really look forward to this. And I just really encourage anyone that has any thought or process, step into your authority, your power, and let's jump on and ride this wave. And enjoy the community, enjoy the capacity to learn, enjoy and make it matter. Because, you know, as I always say, kindness is cool, smiles are free. And we're here to support you in your journey.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate you as well. And thank you for the kind words. And just to shout out to everybody else in the community and has, you know, been a little patient because everyone's like, why can't we just go ahead and launch? I'm like, because it doesn't need to be a perfect or anything. I live by a 70% rule. It's done 70% of my expectation. I get it out there anyway. Just waiting for all the stars to align on some of the shows and some of the announcement and some of the bigger negotiations and deals that we have. It's this game is going to be so much fun. But yeah, we're right around the other corner, but I appreciate you as well.
I'm super excited. So let's keep going and we'll see you next week and stay tuned for many more adventures. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. All right, guys. Peace out. Much love. Go kill it.
Podcast is brought to you by WinJack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.